This is BBC Radio 3. It's a little after 10:30. And now we continue our weekend of live broadcasts from the 2011 WOMAD Festival. So let's go over to the festival site in Charlton Park in Wiltshire and join Andrew McGregor.
Thanks, Jonathan. Yes, welcome back. Or if this is your first visit this year, what kept you? We're here till 1 a.m. with highlights, live music and special guests. And they don't get bigger than the man on the main open-air stage right now, Senegal's Baba Mal.
How are you feeling today? Do you feel all right? If you feel all right, I want to see your hands up. Oh, it's beautiful. Yes, you can dance if you want.
Africa, Africa, Yarabine, Africa, no. Konakiri, Lambe Malasole, Konakiri, Konakiri, Badalai, Konakiri. Konakiri ni ma yara bile ndesa lala. Hala ila jomani yara bile ndesa lala. Hala ila ila la me male sole konakiri. Baradenko ha yara bi yabrenko. Baralenko, una yarebi, baralenko. Kona kiri, ande demi yema, kona kiri. Kona kiri, ande demi yara, kona kiri. Kona kiri, yara mai, kona kiri. Kona kiri, jam kesalema, kona kiri. How do you feel about Rome? Yes.
Jarabi. Baba Mal there, one of the great African voices and in so many ways a spokesman for the continent. He's live on stage here at WOMAD and we'll be returning to hear much, much more in just a moment. Also in tonight's programme, Dub Colossus, live on our very own Radio 3 stage where it's been a stunning day. Ethiopian jazz meets Jamaican dub from them. Earlier this evening we heard Argentina's Axel Krieger. He joins me to try to explain what exactly he does on stage. A crazy mashup of samples, live performance, multi-instrumental skills, wild dance action, and a nativity theme. If you like Portuguese Fado, those heartbreaking torch songs made famous by Amália Rodrigues and more recently Marisa, then don't miss Ana Moura, who drops by to talk me through her music and the gorgeous set she performed this afternoon. And there's one of our live truck stop sessions, two Japanese musicians who play the shamisen lute, Etsuro Ono and Shunsuke Kimura, spellbinding virtuosity, plus Moroccan Berber music with a UK twist, Hassan Eraji's Moroccan Rollers. Do you see what he did there? And if there's time, Palestinian oud players Trio Jubran, live and late night from the Siam tent. But back right now to Baba Mal, live on the open air stage. Marianne Kennedy talked to Baba Mal earlier this evening, and she's stage side right now. So, Marianne, I can't see the crowd, but I can imagine for myself how big it is and just how excited they are about what's happening on stage. Go on, make me as envious as you can.
I tell you, Andrew, really, it is quite a privilege. And you'd think that because it was the open air stage, there would be maybe something less of an atmosphere than in the tents, but it couldn't be further from the truth. You're actually seeing the entire WOMAD site here, and there's something very, very strange going on, something sort of slightly enchanted. As you go beyond the sphere of the stage, you see far down to the steam fair at the far end, and the puggies just sort of spinning gently, the banners all over the site just fluttering away skywards, and then drawing you further and further in, the smells of all the amazing food that are sitting in the various avenues going down through the site, and closer, food of course being a very important part of WOMAD, and I tell you, those Japanese guys make fantastic soup. I had some of that this afternoon. But anyway, back to tonight, and we're in the open air arena, and honestly, sitting side stage, you just kind of get half a notion of what it must be like for Baba Mal and his band to be out there looking at a sea of heads. As far as you can see, there's just people there for the music, there for Baba Mal, and it truly is something very special. Of course, in terms of world music, Baba Mal is really one of the kings of WOMAD. He's a regular visitor, and tonight's set, it features a lot of the songs that he's been singing over the years that will have graced WOMAD stages over those years. Now, Baba and myself, we've talked a couple of times over the past few months, and on each occasion, the influence that the positive force of music can have was a big talking point. So I suggested to him then that WOMAD was a kind of a perfect stage for him.
I love WOMAD Festival. Been playing in WOMAD since a long time, and every time I come, it's like a new time. You know, it's, I get very excited about the people because it's a very special festival. I went to WOMAD Abu Dhabi, it was the same. I went to Australia, Adelaide, it was the same, and I love it here in England also.
Do you change the act at all depending on where you are in the world, or is it always just you?
You know, I think I'm very lucky in the fact that the traveling gave me the chance to be connected to a lot of people. Today, here in WOMAD, I'm with the people I did work on my latest album, Television, some of them. And I have so many connections with people, younger musicians all over the world. So I pick up some of them here in London also, who was rehearsing all the time. And I want to give them the chance to jump on the stage with someone like me and to face the public of WOMAD. And I think it's going to be very exciting because I love the challenge. I love the challenge. So I don't want to be doing all the time the same thing. But I will perform some of the song from Bio, from Jamlele, from Fighting in Futa, and then the last album, Television. It will be a kind of a journey.
Sure, you're here as a musician and you're loving the vibe and you're loving the music and you're loving the songs.
But and the food.
And the food. There's yeah. So much food, so little time.
I just had the curry goat, which did really taste very well.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Also, coming back to this idea of how important it is for music to act as a healing agent and to act as a creating a positive future for Africa, does that figure when you're playing somewhere fairly neutral like WOMAD?
Yeah, of course, because in places like WOMAD, I feel that people come for the music. They come also because of the community. I can't feel that it's a kind of a group of people who feel the same thing, who wish the same thing, who come here and enjoy also the same kind of music that talks about the same kind of things that are really interesting for the world. But I guess after when they go back home, whatever they pick up here from the one who's singing from Egypt or the one who's coming from Asia, they will understand that something is going on the world, and they can project it where whatever they do, they can be a link between what we are talking about, where we come from, and what people can do to help us to achieve what we want to achieve in the life. Yeah.
Baba Mal, we're so happy that you're back here at WOMAD. Have a fantastic time.
Thank you very much. Pleasure.
Dunia komere kwenjira biniko soy na yetema a dunia kobele je ima
I'm
del nord, Maria ma ja la gere. Thank you! Yeah, Mr. Numukonda at the Quora. But he's great. But I can tell you, be sure you are really, really great audience here in Womart Festival. We love you. When we was working on the album Television, I had Mr. Barry Reynolds who came to visit in Senegal. That wasn't your first time, that was the second time you came. And when Barry came to Senegal, you know, Dakar is the capital of this great country, Senegal. Yes, Senegalese and Gambians. I said to him, you know, Dakar is a beautiful, nice city where you can find everything, but let's go a little bit outside of Dakar. And then we went to what we call in Senegal, La Petite Côte, the little coast. It's near Mbour, Toubab Jalaw. We was there sitting in the night under a mango tree. I love mangoes. I think you do also. And we was listening to the sound of the muezzins coming far away from the city of Rifisk. But suddenly, Barry pulled my attention and said, Baba, do you notice that in Africa, the sky, the moon, and the stars are so close to the head of people? It's like you can't just do your hand like this and you catch one of the stars, you put it in your pocket, go to have it for your own in your living room or your bedroom. I say, yes, Barry, that's true, you know. This is how it works in Africa. We are all connected. The people, the nature, the food, everything is one when we want it to be. So, and then I think Barry came to Dakar with some chords and some lyrics he did write a long time ago and say, it fits perfectly with the song you want to sing in English. Because I say I have to sing in English because people are coming to my music naturally and I have to go to them naturally. Give me some chords and I will go to the Dakar moon. Thank you. remember. One day, I was thinking that one day I will start a new life where everything beautiful will come to me. I will be going in every village, every city, every place. That will be like a flower to me, and I will be like a bee, stinging it to get the pollen that's gonna give me honey to make sweet my life. And you know, everything that I have learned on the world means to me that someone who carry joy and peace in his heart will bring happiness in the whole world. Yes. Mama, oh, mama. Mama, oh, mama. Mama, oh, mama. Mama, oh, mama. Mama, oh, boys of the percussion camp.
Dakar Moon, Baba Mal, live, the sound of one of the great voices of African music.
Yes, that was a...
And I think we're going to get an encore as well, so we'll stay with the open air stage just for a little bit longer. And,
how many mangoes did you have, Barry? Thank you.
International from Baba Marl and his band, at least 50% of them on stage at the moment, percussionists as well, and their retrospective Saturday night showcase live at the open air stage at WOMAD 2011, drawing predictably the biggest crowd of the day, described for us so colourfully by Mary-Anne Kennedy before we heard her interview with Baba Marl. You're listening to BBC Radio 3 live from the WOMAD Festival at Charlton Park in Wiltshire. If you are here today, you'll know it was dry, warm and sunny. If you're coming tomorrow, you might be able to leave the wellies behind for another year. And so many high points have come from our own Radio 3 stage, parked in the shady vale of the Arboretum here at Charlton Park. It's a special atmosphere, as you'll know if you've been here. And if you're coming tomorrow, the queues in the beer tent by our stage are shorter than anywhere else on site, including backstage. Don't tell anyone I told you. Lopa Kattari, who I think you can hear just there, has been introducing the acts all day. One of them, Axel Krieger, will be joining me a little bit later to talk about his music. But Lopa's on the stage right now, waiting to introduce our next act. Lopa, you're live, all of you.
We are indeed, Andrew. And in fact, the band that are here on stage have been playing along to Baba Marl. Who would have thought, you know? Wonderful technology. Well, as you can hear, there's a fantastic crowd. Now, Ethiopian music is a gem of Africa, and this next group are the sound of Ethiopia and the UK today, bringing all that is great from the music traditions into the 21st century. Dub Colossus, a project of Dubla, a.k.a. Mr. Nick Page, who many of you will know from Transglobal Underground, Temple of Sound, Syriana, not to mention all the people who call on him for his musical ears. Nick, you are a regular to WOMAD, but there's something new every single time you come here.
Yeah, I'm taking a year off next year.
But there's a great story behind this group, behind Dub Colossus. Tell us a little bit about it.
The extremely short version is that I met them and we've made a lot of nice music together, and hopefully we'll start playing you some of it from the new album very soon.
So you heard it from Nick Page. This is where Ethiopian soul meets hypnotic rock solid Jamaican dub. Let's hear it for Dub Colossus.
Ethiopia piano. I can't speak good in English, but I want to say hello. We are from Ethiopia and we care. I'm happy to be here. Next song is Married Up. My song, enjoy!
Thank you.
fusion of Dub Colossus, live here on the BBC Radio 3 stage at WOMAD. Nick Page and his musicians, who also have a pretty neat line in album titles. A Town Called Addis came first, then Addis Through the Looking Glass, very nice. And as you heard, an inventive mix of hypnotic Ethiopian sounds and modes and fat reggae rhythms. Another great set from the Radio 3 stage for Saturday night. And this is WOMAD 2011, live on BBC Radio 3 with me, Andrew McGregor. And between now and 1 a.m, there's Portuguese Fado from Ana Moura. I'll be talking to her about her music as well. Moroccan Roll from Hassan Eraji's World Roots session today. And don't forget that we're recording shed loads of live performances here at WOMAD this weekend. So as well as listening to us live tonight, tomorrow lunchtime, and again tomorrow night from 11:30, there's loads more sessions, interviews, highlights in World on 3 and World Roots to come. Plenty to hear online as well. Just go to the Radio 3 homepage and look for WOMAD. That's us. But before Fado from Ana Moura, here's someone I've been dying to introduce to you since his, well, crazy, funny, incredibly inventive and quirky dance set this afternoon on the Radio 3 stage. Axel Krieger, welcome. And you enjoyed yourself, obviously. Oh, and wow. So did the crowd.
No. Hello.
You had a great time. Now, how would you describe the music you performed for us today at WOMAD?
Well, it's my own version of some styles that I like, but it's nothing of classical or well done stuff. Is my own vision. I don't know.
Absolutely, your own vision. And so it's so many samples and ideas, and it's like a collage of sounds with some massive dance beats as well.
Absolutely.
And fast ones as well. Now, you're from Buenos Aires, and you play quite a lot of instruments yourself. You were performing, keyboards and flute and pocket trumpet.
Yes,
and things like that.
Actually, I play flute and keyboard as a... I have studied that those instruments, but the other instruments I just use it like like an amateur.
Yeah.
No. Because I need to record my ideas, and I start to have a collection of instruments, nice instruments, strange instruments like baritone sax or a bad tune piano.
But whatever you need for the moment for the music, so you use it and you play it most of the time. Now, we're going to hear songs from your live set this afternoon. The last one's the title track of your album Pesebre, Nativity. This is a nativity with animals. I've seen the video that's online.
Yes,
as
it's
well.
Like a choral, religious choral, sing by animals
and
in a farm.
We've got a couple of other pieces before it, but the first song we're going to hear is Campo de Marte. What would you tell us about that?
Campo de Marte, for me, for my it's like the it's a Mars field, no? It's a place to make the war. It's like a paranoid
battlefield.
Yes, it's a song of fear and fear and terror.
pensar en el motivo, internarse en el terreno húmedo de los festivos, trae la fuerza de la tierra, es oscura y siempre aterra, trae la fuerza de la calma, del cuerpo no duda el alma. Porque el alma no duda del cuerpo, el cuerpo del alma no sé. Parece que espera estar muerto para saber. No sé, parece que espera estar muerto para saber.
Ah! soy solo un recuerdo flotando, una gota, lo que de mí queda es un simple vapor, un simple vapor, un simple vapor, un simple.
Thank you very much.
We are very, very proud and glad to be here. And
thanks to you.
Yes, please. Yes, it's
true. Yes, it's true. Absolutely lovely.
And I want to present you the orchestra. The little orchestra. Yes, Lotta.
Lotta. Okay, Lotta.
Lotta.
Hell yes.
I'm sorry.
Oh. Please, Jean Thévenin à la batterie et Matthew Walski au clavier.
Do trying to rap in a butterfly. I don't remember trying to rap sleeping. This is quite poetry. 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 Poetry.
Pessebre. Nativity, the insanely delightful sound world of Axel Krieger from Buenos Aires. And between that and the opening song, Campo de Marte, the battlefield he was telling us about, you heard Serpentea el Tren, the serpent train. And Axel says all the songs on the album explore fear. He collects his band in Paris. They're in the middle of a massive tour, which doesn't seem to have sapped Axel's phenomenal energy in the slightest. A total live wire on stage, as we saw during that set here on the Radio 3 stage at WOMAD this afternoon. And earlier today, on the same stage, we had Moroccan-born oud player Hassan Eradji coming soon. But that's after Portuguese Fado from one of the new young stars of the scene, Ana Moura. And after her soulful performance in the Siam tent this afternoon, she stopped by the studio to talk to me about the way she inhabits the Fado tradition. And here's one of the highlights from the set. Picture her in a long black dress, sparkling with sequins, opening her heart to the guitar.
Obrigada, por favor. Abres-me o peito com chave de guitarra e mudece o som que me entristece, vertendo sobre mim a nostalgia. Oh guitarra, guitarra, vais ter dó. Rasgas o silêncio ao veres-me só, guitarra, o teu gemer. Mais dor me vem fazer, como o vento a afagar a noite fria.
Guitarra, eu te mando onde eu moro.
Guitara, that's the sound of Anna Moura live on stage at the Siam tent this afternoon here at WOMAD. And Anna, a song to the guitar, pleading with the guitar. Tell me what you're actually singing about.
It's a tribute to the Portuguese guitar. It's a special guitar. Actually, some people say that comes from a very old English guitar. Yes, from England. But it's a special guitar with 12 strings or 6 doubles, and it has a very special sound. So usually the fado singer and this special guitar, we are the both solos in the concert. The rest give us the rhythm. So,
and it's a very special relationship, isn't it? Because I mean, when you're singing that song, when you're performing it as we saw today, you're there sort of pleading, singing directly to the guitar, and you're responding to each other, and it's very sensuous. But what are you actually saying?
I'm speaking to the guitar. I'm asking for the guitar to give me the soul enough to sing, or sometimes that I'm suffering with that sound, and if the guitar stopped playing, if I would feel better or not. But then I realize in the end of the song that I don't feel better. I really feel things with all the intensity with the sound of the Portuguese guitar.
Nobody ever feels better after fado, do they? Except you always do, but in the songs everything remains tragic and sad and melancholy.
Yeah.
And
I think people feel related to it. These are feelings that everybody have.
We all have empathy with it, don't we?
Yeah,
we all
yeah.
feel the same things about it. And what about the tradition? Because if you go with some of the traditional songs and you do sing some of the old fado songs, then you're singing about a time and about places that you don't understand as a young woman from Portugal. Does that make it difficult? Do you need to change things, change the words to make it mean everything to you?
Yes. For example, there are a fado, a very well-known fado from Amália Rodrigues, that she's asking for the death to come because she's tired, and I love that fado, I really love, but I don't sing it because I don't want that death to come now. I hope I have a few years more.
So it has to be true for you. It can't just be a tribute to Amália Rodrigues.
Yeah,
it must be
true.
Yeah. And what about the reason that this music is close to your life? Because, again, someone of your age growing up in Portugal must have been interested in other music, and fado was not so fashionable at that time. So what made it real for you and something you had to do?
When I started really to sing fado in a traditional fado house, suddenly all the new generation started to pay attention to our roots, because after 74, after the revolution, I mean, before the revolution, we were a little bit oppressed, so we didn't like of the things who were Portuguese, you know. Everything who come from abroad, it was good, but not our things. And a few years ago, like 10 years ago or 15 years ago, the newest generations started to, not only with music, but with gastronomy, and with all that's characterized with wine, for example, the red wine. This newest generation, they started to pay attention to study about our roots, our country. And fado really transmits what the Portuguese personality is, has a country, has a culture. Because it's not only sad. You saw on stage sometimes I dance because the music asks my body to dance. Because, you know, fado, it's about feelings. And we, the Portuguese people, we feel the things with a lot of intensity. Everything that is said, we suffer a lot. But then suddenly sometimes someone tells us something very happy, we feel it with a lot of intensity. So be free to live the things with a lot of intensity. I would describe our personality like this.
Now, we're used to the melancholy sound, the heart-rending sound of fado, but some of the songs you perform are very up-tempo, very sort of almost, are they positive songs? I suppose they sound as though they are.
Yeah.
But we're going to hear one in a moment. Rosa Cor Rosa, what
right.
is that about?
Rosa Cor de Rosa, it's a description of love, but a good story of love with a happy end. And Rosa, it means flower, it means rose, of course. It's a happy song about the way of two people deal with love, with each other, but in a very happy way. So.
The song I'm going to sing, it's from our sweet Amalio Rodrigues, and usually we do the rhythm in a very particular way. Would you like to do it with me? The rhythm? Yeah? So, you start. Perderam de toda graça, porque hoje me irá.
very much. Thank you very much. The next fado I'm going to sing, it's a very, very old fado, but I think it has one of those timeless lyrics. It's a very special fado for me because it was one of the first fados I learned. Yes, and also because the lyric has to do with the way I see myself in fado. So, the name of the fado, it's Fado Loucura. Loucura means madness. Yes, Fado Loucura.
Fado Madness. Anna Moura putting her heart and soul into the tradition there. That song left her with tears in her eyes on stage. And quite a few others in the audience, myself included as well, I can tell you. The warmth of the response and the respect for that performance was really moving. Applause went on for ages. Anna Moura live in the Siam tent at WOMAD earlier today. Thanks so much to her as well for stopping by and talking about her music. This is BBC Radio 3 live at WOMAD. And before 1 a.m, I hope there'll still be time for us to hear Hassan Eraji and his Moroccan Rollers, and also to stop by and hear what's happening in the Siam tent right now. Three Palestinian oud-playing brothers, Trio Jubran. But while we were listening to Anna Moura, we've managed to squeeze a couple of Japanese musicians and their very special instruments into the studio with me. Etsuru Ono and Shunsuke Kimura, welcome to the studio. Welcome to WOMAD. Thank you very much indeed for coming in. After seeing you perform live on the Charlie Gillett stage earlier today, I'm delighted you could bring your instruments as well. Now, these are two Tsugaru shamisen, Japanese lutes. Tell me a little about the instrument. Just describe it first.
Okay. This Tsugaru shamisen is a traditional Japanese instrument and a three-stringed instrument. And originally, this Tsugaru shamisen was played by traveling entertainer. Most of them were blind people. And they go to door to door and they play music and get some money or rice for living.
So it's a precarious living. And they must have been, you would have to be a virtuoso, a good musician to make people open the door for you.
That's right, yeah. So they developed the technique.
The technique involves, it's the biggest plectrum I've ever seen. What do you call it?
We call it bachi.
And what's it made of? It looks quite exotic.
Mm-hmm. The top of this bachi is made from tortoise shell.
Yeah.
And the bottom part is made from buffalo's horn.
Right. So tortoiseshell buffalo horn combination. It's very beautiful to look at, and it's a sort of stretched Y shape. And sometimes you stroke the strings, sometimes you beat it almost like a percussion instrument.
Oh, yes.
It's a very sort of sophisticated technique, isn't it? Well, let's hear you play something. Is what we're going to hear first a traditional piece?
Yes, based on traditional piece, our new arrangement of Japanese very popular folk song. Titled Tsunayama.
Now, and Shunsuke, I should say, you're going to be playing the flute in this piece, aren't you? This is a bamboo flute as well.
Bamboo flute, yes.
And then we'll hear the sound of two shamisen at the end of the piece.
That's right.
Okay.
Thank you.
That is such an exciting sound when you hear the two instruments together like that. That's the sound of two Turuga shamisen played by Etaro Ono and Shunsuke Kimura squeezed into this tiny studio with me. Now, that was a piece called Tsunayama.
Tsunayama.
And what does that mean?
It's a song about a Japanese sea. Tsunayama means the sand mountain.
The sand
by
dunes.
The sea.
Yeah. Okay, and that's quite a traditional song. It's one of the based on an old song.
Yes.
What about how much of your music is original, your own compositions, and how much is traditional?
Most of our music our original composition.
Yeah.
But sometimes we play traditional music too.
And this particular instrument, the it's named after the place that it's from in Japan, is that
that's
right?
That's right. Yes. The name of this instrument is shamisen, and this shamisen was played in Tsugaru area, northern part of Japan. So this shamisen is called Tsugaru shamisen.
Now we're going to hear another piece of music, which is an original composition, isn't it? This is composed by Etsuru. And what's this one called? I think it's one I heard this afternoon in your set on the Charlie Gillett stage, isn't it?
This song is Dance to the North Wind, composed by Etsuro Ono.
And we've got to give you a moment to get the percussion around your arms.
Oh, yes,
I didn't know this was part of the app, but there are, just under the table, there are seashells?
No, some more bells.
Oh, bells. There we are. I can't see. And flute again.
Oh, yes.
Beautiful. Carry on.
Thank you.
brilliant. One of the most exciting sounds for me to come out of WOMAD this year. That's The Dance of the Northern Winds, an original composition by Etsuru Ono, played by him with Shunsuke Kimura. Now, can I ask you, that the tradition was for people to perform on their own, wasn't it? So is this a sort of a new thing that you're doing, playing with two of these instruments together?
Oh, yes.
So you're establishing, well, a new tradition.
Yes, but these days many people play tsugaru jamisen freely and as a solo instrument. Originally, this instrument was an accompaniment for singing or storytelling, yeah. But now many people play this instrument as they like.
Well, I'm so glad we could get you into the studio with the instruments to play for us tonight. It's been fascinating watching you as well as just listening to you. There you are, live and exclusively ours. I hope you enjoyed it as much as I did and as much as the crowd who heard you this afternoon on the Charlie Gillett stage. Thank you very much indeed for coming in.
Thank you very much.
Right, this is BBC Radio 3 live at WOMAD in the wee small hours of Sunday morning, pretty much. There's still live music happening, or will be happening, not far from this very studio in a few moments. Trio Gibran, three oud-playing brothers in the Siam tent, and we'll be going across there live in a few minutes. But first, a highlight from a World Roots session in the Radio 3, on the Radio 3 stage earlier today. An oud player from a different tradition, Hassan Eraji, and backed by a band of Brits, his Moroccan Rollers.
Without further ado, this is Munieti, you know, this sort of song that talks about the happiness and the pleasant life that everybody aspires to in this world. So, in the song, the words say, I wish I could be rich and happy all my life. Have all the things that I dreamt of, including plenty of gold. And have a nice, wonderful partner, wife, whatever you want to call her now. And live by the beach the rest of my days. And this is something that I can dream of, don't you think? It could be possible one day, you never know, so.
Saraha, the sound of Hassan Araji and his Moroccan Rollers live on the Radio 3 stage, a World Roots session recorded earlier today. Lucy Duran is never far from World Roots sessions. Lucy, he's a master musician from Morocco. He has this wonderful ability to carry on reinventing himself. He's surrounded himself by a new young band. It's a very exciting sound, isn't it?
Yes, it's kind of got a sort of Gnawa rock, and he's really into groove these days with this group of young musicians that he has. It's, as you say, he reinvents himself all the time. I mean, I've known Hassan Araji for years and years, and he was very much more sort of an experimental solo oud player. He would put the oud down and pick up the percussion. He's a wonderful percussionist.
He's a very good drummer. In fact,
I think his whole approach to music is essentially percussive. And to the way that he plays the oud as well. But it's lovely to see him back in fine form with his band and to hear this sort of, you know, Gnawa rock.
Well, it was a great session. I've heard most of it and I love the sound of it. And I'm looking forward to a great set from this afternoon on our Radio 3 stage as well. Malian singer and guitarist, the fabulous Fatou, you described her as. It was great.
Fatoumata Diawara. Well, lots of people were saying at the time that it was the best thing that they'd seen at the whole festival. And she's young. She's in her 20s. She's absolutely stunningly drop-dead beautiful. She's a very interesting singer. She's got a really interesting take, kind of a new generation take on Malian music, especially the music from the south of Mali, the music known as Wasulu, because she used to be the chorus singer with Oumou Sangare. And it's very refreshing. Her whole kind of approach to music is quite different and new.
And when you're stepping from behind someone like Oumou Sangare, then you've got to establish yourself, haven't you?
Yes, and as she says, she lives in Paris, and she's 20 years younger than Oumou. Or maybe not that much, but anyway, she's a lot younger than Oumou, and so her ideas are very different from Oumou's, and which is great because Wasulu also has to bring in new elements in order to survive. Otherwise, you know, these traditions, they have to reinvent themselves as well.
Well, it was a storming set, and it's so much fun. She had tremendous energy and real joy on stage. I mean, the audience just got it completely and went with it. And I know we can hear an excerpt to highlight, and this is effectively a taster, isn't it, for next week's programme?
It is indeed.
Well, let's hear it. This is a sound that I think had so many people this afternoon jumping up and down with joy.
Oko beke di biza, oko beke di biza.
Fatoumata Diawara, and that was the sound that she and her band made to everybody's obvious delight, as you could just hear on the Radio 3 stage just behind us in our truck this afternoon here at WOMAD. And Lucy, that's a set that you're going to be playing to us, well, a great deal more of it in World Roots next Saturday at 3 in the afternoon.
Yes, I'm very much looking forward to it, and also with a wonderful interview that I had with her, so in which she kind of explains her philosophy about music and her background as an actress, and how that's given her confidence, incredible confidence on stage, and how she brings that to her music.
Well, so it's worth hearing the rest of it. Bookmark it. World Roots next Saturday, 3 o'clock in the afternoon on Radio 3. What about tomorrow, though, Lucy? Who have you got for us in tomorrow's program?
Oh, lunchtime. Tomorrow is very exciting indeed.
Later
Let's see.
Today,
I'm just trying to work out how many continents. Well, we start with Harry Sivanesan, who's our very, very talented World Roots Academy protege. He plays the veena. He's from Sri Lanka originally, but he plays the Carnatic classical music style of South India. And he will be on stage with Omar Puente, who's also an extremely talented Cuban violinist, plays the electric violin. I think Harry will be playing the electric veena. So it's going to be electric veena from South India meets electric violin from Cuba by two musicians, talented musicians, living in the UK. That'll be fun. So we start out with that. Then we go over to Honduras in Central America, and we're going to be hearing the rising star of the Garifuna people, Aurelio Martinez. And we'll have highlights from a set that he did yesterday at the Siam tent. And finally, we're going to hear from a young Hardanger fiddle player from Norway. Her name is Sinova Bjørset, and she's one of these people who goes out into the field and researches her music with the elders and keeps the tradition alive. So
Well, it's going to be a great show for violinists. I'm going to be
That's all on the 1 o'clock programme.
1 o'clock Sunday afternoon, this
Radio
afternoon.
Radio 3.
Live this here on BBC Radio 3. Lucy, thanks very much. Now, Trio Joubran, imminent, but not quite ready for us yet. They're still finishing their sound check. They're running a bit late on the stage of the Siam tent. I hope we'll have time to get over to them at the start of the set. But it is an opportunity for us to play you another highlight from the Radio 3 stage, this time from yesterday. And they do world music in Wales as well. This is Mabon.
Thank you.
Accordion and fiddles, Celtic music from the UK with Jamie Smith's Mabon, live on Radio 3, on the Radio 3 stage, I should say, here at WOMAD on Friday afternoon. But here, it's Sunday morning, there's still live music to be had, just the Late Late shows are most often in the Siam tent with its strangely fluorescent decor. That's where Marianne Kennedy's listening, or about to listen, to Trio Jubran. So good night from me, and Marianne, I love the last set of the day. It's usually an unusual atmosphere, isn't it?
Well, it's the unusual atmosphere was something of a slow hand clap a little while ago from the audience, but I think we have the Trio Jubran on stage and just getting ready to start their set now at last. And the audience have been very patient, actually, and they are indeed looking forward to hearing the four, when I say the four of them, the three brothers, Samir, Wissan and Adnan, are joined by a master percussionist, Youssef Habaish, on stage with them. They are three Parisian-based brothers from Palestine, and they share a twin passion for their music and their homeland, and indeed the kinship between the brothers and their priceless ouds. They are four generations in oud players, and in fact going back three generations oud makers, but the connection between the brothers and their instruments is such that they refer to the family as not being three, but a family of six brothers on stage. And as I said, actually, what we're going to hear are four great musicians as the Jubrans are joined by Youssef Habaish. And their music, well, the journey that sees them leave their native home on their mission to find a wider audience, but also knowing that they're now part of the diaspora. Let's pass you over then, center stage here in the Siam tent. Thank you.
And there, sadly, we must leave it. WOMAD Live 2011 was introduced live from Charlton Park in Wiltshire by Andrew McGregor, with Lopakatari, Marianne Kennedy and Lucy Duran. And as we heard, our next WOMAD visit is tomorrow lunchtime at 1 o'clock, when Lucy Duran will be introducing this year's World Roots Academy protégé, Hari Sivanesan. Then we'll be back at WOMAD again for a final late-night visit from 11.30. And for full information about Radio 3's WOMAD coverage, do check out the Radio 3 website.